For every experience in life, I ask, what is its redeeming quality? For every experience in life, I ask, what is its redeeming quality? As I do this, I make myself aware that I am in charge of every happiness, every joy, every bliss, every delight in my life. I am in charge. Now, why am I in charge? Why am I in charge of every single experience in my life? Why? Well, what gives me the power to be in charge? Well, what gives me the power is when I ask, what is its redeeming quality of each and every incident and activity in my life? What is the redeeming quality of having my family? What is the redeeming quality of living in a world where I have my family about me and living with my family and helping them, providing for them, taking care of their needs and their wants, being a good example to them of what I believe my values are, and showing the way to them in every beautiful aspect of being? What is it? Is that a redeeming quality? Well, the most redeeming quality of a person in a family is that if that person is going to be living whatever their values are, living it, not talking about it, but living it, demonstrating by example what they believe, what they are, what they do, then they are the redeeming quality. They are the redeeming values. But they do not feel that they have to go out and impress other people with how wonderful they are, what great values they have, what great directions they have intoned for their life. The redeeming quality of our life is the last thing that is important to us. If we have to ask at any time what is the redeeming quality, then you can be sure we are not living that redeeming quality. When we say, what was the redeeming quality of a movie that was not very pleasant to watch, or that was pleasant to watch, whatever it may be, and then you start seeing what you consider to be the redeeming quality of the movie, what you consider to be the redeeming quality of yourself. Now, what would you have done? What would you have done in different instances, in different experiences where you have seen things happening? What would you have done? Would you have acted differently? Would you have done things differently? You look at the movie and you say, now, they shouldn't have done that, or they should have done that, or they did that, and that's wonderful, or they did that, and that's not wonderful. What is it that you would do? Why are you watching outward movies in the first place? You say, well, they're just something to amuse me, something to divert my attention for a little while, something to be a distraction. And yes, that's exactly what all of life is. All of life is a distraction. For every experience in life, I ask, what is its redeeming quality? For every experience in life, I ask, what is its redeeming quality? Not that it has to have a redeeming quality, but what do I expect out of it? How do I look at life? If you could see the sun, and you say, what's the redeeming quality of the sun? And then you say to yourself, well, I don't think the sun needs to have a redeeming quality. The sun is and is. The sun is what it is. The sun always is shining. The sun always is bright. The sun always is ever-changing and ever-expressing itself in an infinitely creative and magnificent way. The sun is always doing these things. Yes, it's true. And we don't say to the sun, what are its redeeming qualities? We might say, what do I like about the sun, or something like that. But this, we look at the sun and we say, that's the sun, and it's nice, and it's good. We do not try to put a quality with it. And so it is with us. When we look at ourselves, do we try to put a quality with it? Do we try to see our redeeming quality? Do we try to see who we are? The sun is what it is, and it is it in perpetuity. It is it forever. You say, well, it'll burn out someday. That's okay. That's part of its program for itself. And who knows? It might not burn out. Who knows? Time is now. All time is now. Who knows? We say that things change. All space and all time are here and now. And if that is true, then the sun, which is doing whatever it's doing right now, is doing whatever it's doing forever. And it will never burn out. But science tells us science is wrong. Science is wrong because science is merely knowledge. Science is merely the search and quest for knowledge, and that knowledge is not always right. And many times we have made categorical statements and have found that they were not true in the long run or even in the short run. They were not true because they did not recognize that all time and space are here and now, that right now is the only time there is for anything, that this is what I'm living. What kind of a body am I living in? What kind of a mind am I living in? What kind of a world am I living in? What kind of a community am I living in? What kind of a family am I living in? What kind of a house am I living in? What kind of anything am I living in? And whatever that is, I can be sure that I don't have to talk about it. Everybody knows. Everybody knows because I know, and I created everybody. And therefore, everybody knows because I created them knowing what I want them to know. Not that there are any secrets. Not that there's anything that is being not revealed. It's just that I have made a choice of who I am and what I am, and I live that. I live that 100%. I live that in everything I do. I live that in everything I say. I live that wherever I may be. I am that I am. Like Einstein said, I think my thought, and if you want to prove it wrong, great. Otherwise, it's right. And it's right for me. It's what I think and what it is. And we too are like that. We too are recognizing that we think our thought. And whatever thought we think, that's the truth for us. That's our reality. That's the allness. And if we are the creator of all the people in our world, which we are, then all the people in the world think exactly like we do, because they're our reflection. They are our mirror. They tell the world who and what we are, and they tell the world, ipso facto in that, who and what they are, and they are that which they shine forth. For we are that which we shine forth, and what we shine forth, all the world is. Now, it sounds a bit didactic, but it's certainly wonderful. For every experience in life, I ask, what is its redeeming quality? Yes, I do. And I'm asking that only of myself. I'm not asking it really as much as I'm saying, every experience in my life is good and very good, and that's all I know. That's the only redeeming quality for me that exists. Every experience in my life is good and very good, and that's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know. I chant that. I mantra that. I affirm that. I tell myself in no uncertain terms that this is my reality. This is the truth about me. This is all that I am. There is nothing else. So, every moment of my life, I sit down with myself and I say, now, what do I want to watch? What do I want to see? Do I want to see happy people? Do I want to see a happy world? Do I want to see a happy life for myself? Do I want to see a happy family? Do I want to see happy leaders of my political community, of my social community? Do I want to see everyone in my world reflecting the happiness that I am? Then what I do is just be myself and have fun. I just express outwardly all that I am, and all the world reflects back to me who and what I am. Yes. I don't need to worry about redeeming qualities. when I am the redemption itself. And I live that, and I know that, and I am that. For every experience in life, I ask myself, am I being true to myself? Am I a good creator? Am I creating exactly what I want? I'm a good creator because I create exactly what I outpicture. And now I just carefully monitor what I outpicture so that it always represents my highest and best, my finest and best. And if I see coming back to me anywhere, anytime, something which is not magnificent, I can be sure that I'm not outpicturing myself that which is beautiful and good. And so today, with all my heart, all my soul, all my being, I outpicture who and what I am, and it is good and very good. Have a lovely day. Outpicture who you are. You can do nothing other than that. Wonderful, isn't it? Yes. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because I love me so much.